Creepy. Crawlers. Creeping. Creeping all over me.
Creepy crawlers. That's all that I see.
Weed. Is it a gateway drug? Find out next. Okay, it's next now.
Oh, shoot. Next happened quick.
Yeah, that's hey, pretty quick.
We're at next, but, right?
So what do you think? Do you think weed's a gateway drug?
The devil's salad, huh? No way. No fucking way. Even with how much I smoked of that shit and for how long.
Yeah, really.
And I have never, you know, like the most I dabbled into is mushrooms. And that was just recently.
Yeah. See, in my experience, like I've done other drugs besides weed, coke, meth. I've never done heroin. I've done ecstasy.
You know, that one I wouldn't mind trying.
Yeah,
either,
those
actually.
Three are the only ones I've done besides weed and shrooms, obviously. I won't do PCP. I won't do heroin. I won't ever do meth again. Coke is just like, it's a medium type of drug. I get the appeal somewhat, but not really. Unless you're like a major partier, because it is a party drug. But like some people get hooked on that coke and then they just like, it. I don't know. Some people just work crazy on that stuff.
They're able to focus?
Yeah, it's weird. But I don't think weed brought me to that shit. What brought me to it was society and shit. It was my own personal stuff, but it was the way of the societal, like, I don't know, capitalistic world, I guess. It pushed me to the point of, like, I didn't care anymore and I was done with this world. So I just, like, dabbled, started doing meth because it made me feel good. You know, it wasn't because I was smoking weed and I was trying to chase something else.
Okay.
Definitely wasn't that.
Man. I wonder how many people will come to that point, you know, because of just the state of the fucking government right now, how they're running us, how they're not running it, and how.
Well, now that the fact that like some cities are making drugs legal or decriminalized or whatever is fine, but they're not giving people treatment like mm-hmm. they should be doing in other countries where this system actually works for decriminalization of drugs, where they offer them treatment. And then they help them out to get back up on their feet. They give them jobs. They provide them with all this stuff, you know. With this system, it's like, oh, drugs are decriminalized, so it's legal to do them on the street. But they're not helping these people off the street.
For real? Yeah, it doesn't seem to be. It's not working in the places that have done that, you know.
Yeah. But I don't think it was weed. I know it wasn't weed. You'd have to blame weed on all that stuff. Then, if weed's a gateway drug, then you're blaming it on all these homeless people who are addicted to other drugs, basically.
Right? Because you're telling me those people just they went.
They were like, "Oh, this weed is good. Now that it's legal, I'm gonna try other drugs." No, I doubt they did that.
Or that they were even like, I need more than this.
They probably didn't even start out with weed. They probably started out with that drug it was in their fucking neighborhood. It was readily available. And weed was just like one of those things that was just like, it's there. It's always there. So people sometimes do it and it just gets mixed up with these other drugs because it's there, you know?
Or for how long it was fucking illegal.
Yeah.
It literally might have been easier for someone to get something like that versus
it is
getting caught for some
blood. That's what's sad too, is it's easier to get street drugs than it is to get legal drugs, or I guess as far as like weed goes.
Yeah, we gotta drive way the fuck out of town still.
Yeah.
Bastards.
I know, and like this town is one of the only towns in the state that isn't legal inside the city itself to sell it. I know Dillon is one of them. They don't even have it. They have it medically legal there, but they don't have it recreationally inside of the town.
No? Yeah. Dang.
And they wonder why they don't have a whole bunch of extra money laying around to fix their roads and shit.
For real.
But even like this town has enough money to do that. But do you think they fix their fucking roads with all this extra money? No. What do they do with all this money?
Where is it going? You know? There was a school that's having a fundraiser for new playground equipment.
Yeah.
And like they don't even have enough money. They had to physically go to the public now.
Have the people sell things to make the money to make fundraisers.
Where the fuck, you know how many like casinos and shit are here? Where does that money go?
Right. It goes into like new buildings and stuff and like shit that we don't need, like another McDonald's or another Taco Bell or something. It's like
Sure. Or there was that Chipotle just opened up, and then what's going behind it? Yeah. There's gonna be another Taco Bell, right?
Yeah, there already is one over. There's two in this town now. Two Taco Bells.
Wow,
that's so funny. They don't bring anything new, you know. Bring something that we don't have. I don't know. We kind of got off topic there with the weed thing, but whatever.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yes.
I don't know. All in all, though, weed is not a gateway drug. Like, if you think it is, then maybe you should try it and see if it's going to lead you to other things. And then if it does, then you can start calling it a gateway drug.
Then if it does, well,
but at least try it. Don't knock it before you try it.
For real. You know. And the fact that it was a Schedule 1, Tier 1 for so long.
No, I know.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I think it still is.
Is it still?
It's still classed as a controlled substance.
I freaking hate this place.
That's why, like, in a sense it is, because it alters your perception and it slows your reaction time down. That's why there is like laws against smoking and driving, and there very well should be, you know.
Oh yeah.
But like, it's up to the cop though, because really, some cops don't know if you're drunk. Some cops don't know if you're high. Some people can really pass that stuff. Mm. Either they're drunk. People say I drive better when I'm drunk. That's false. And same thing with high. People say they drive better when they're high. That's false. You don't drive better. You just drive more cautious. Some people do.
When I'm high, definitely. I'm more cautious.
Yeah, exactly. So naturally, you're more cautious. Some people are. Some people that just get drunk or high and they drive and they're fucking stupid about it, they give everybody else a bad name.
I guess there are those. Yeah, there is that group of people.
I don't try to get behind the wheel of a car. It's like, say you have a beer and you're driving. That's fine, because you're below the legal limit. Say I take one hit off my bowl, I go driving. Is that the same thing? Is it? They don't classify it as the same thing. Can they tell that I'm high?
Right.
Does my car smell like weed or alcohol?
Man, and what if you hit the bowl before you left? Yeah.
Exactly. They can't tell that stuff. Just like when they do a UA on you, if you have workman's comp or something, just because it's legal and they do a UA on you and you fail for weed, you're not getting workman's comp.
I do hear that. I do know that's a fact. Yeah. That's crazy, huh? That's horrible.
Yeah, so you have to manipulate your way around these UAs. Like, you can get fake piss. You know, you can get fake urine. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying you can get it.
Oh, yes.
It's readily available at your pipe shops, obviously. If you can get that stuff. If you get pipes and weed, you can get that stuff. But anyways,
for as little as $49.99.
Yeah. Actually, some of it's cheaper. But
shoot.
No, I just. And who's to say that's wrong though? Because it's your own personal stuff that you're doing. Like, okay, say some idiot gets drunk at a job site, and he blows. They UA him. It's not their him or her. I should say. It's not in their system.
I like that.
Yeah. It's not in their system, so they get away with it. But they're drunk as fuck at the job site.
Shoot.
You know? Okay, but shoot. I smoked at home the other day, or this even in the morning or whatever, you know, a little bit.
Or even days ago.
Or days ago, yeah. And I do same similar thing. I get UA'd, boom, I get fired, you know, just because it's in my system. Or I don't get workman's comp either.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
Makes no sense to like legalize something and not take it off of the whole like drug test thing for people who smoke or, you know, or are users.
For reals. And the time, the more time and time goes on.
Yeah, and they cannot pinpoint when you smoke last. They cannot do that. Even with those bullshit mouth tests. I've taken those. All you have to do is chew some gum.
Yeah.
And it won't show up on those tests.
Wow, okay. So they're freaking useless, huh?
Yeah, they're hella useless, man. Unless you just smoked and then you went and took that without putting anything in your mouth, it might show up. But it still doesn't say when you did it. You know.
What happens when technology can pinpoint it?
Right? I bet it can, like more so now, like if they send it to a lab, but that takes days and it takes money. Most companies aren't going to pay that
for sure.
They're just going to pay for the little dipstick thing, and that thing is that thing is like not even that accurate, really. I've had some where they were like half like lines, and of course I had half in my system, but that was with meth though. Meth and weed are different.
Def.
With meth is it's fucked up because you. You could be clean in 3 days if you just stop. 3 days and you're clean.
Yeah?
You just stop. I'm not telling people what to do. Don't do meth.
Indeed.
That's all there is to it. Just don't do it. I'm just saying from experience, like, after 2 days, it actually turns into an amphetamine in your system, which is like Adderall.
Weird. And
prescription drugs have amphetamines in it.
I didn't know that.
Yep. After a couple of days, it turns into an amphetamine. So there's actually two different bars for that on the UA sticks. One's for meth and one's for an amphetamine.
Mm.
So if you have Adderall...
can trigger it?
You could basically manipulate it to where you say, oh yeah, I took my Adderall. And they can't do shit about it.
Fuck.
It's pretty fucked up. Like, I hate knowing this shit. Because I went through this experience. And it was all negative, but it also helped me learn certain things about drugs. You know, a lot of people are curious about drugs, and I have no problems talking about it. You know, it was my addiction back then. I'm not addicted to it now. So,
hell yeah.
What's good, too, is I can actually enjoy my weed. Back then, I didn't enjoy it because I was just trying to get high. So I switched to meth. Not because of weed, but because... I tried Coke. I didn't like that. I tried Adderall. That was just a little eh. And I had a prescription for Adderall.
Yeah.
And then I went straight to meth after that because it was just like cheaper. It was better. It like kicked in faster.
Man, that's crazy.
But that's all I was chasing was that high. But like, now with weed, I can just, after I'm off parole, you know,
did my time. Hell yeah,
yo. I did the crime, did the time, off parole. Now I can smoke weed and enjoy it.
And it's pretty awesome. It's a pretty awesome time.
Yeah.
It's getting there, but yeah, it's not bad.
No, but I don't drink. So weed is my drug of choice. My vice, whatever you want to call it. Everybody has vices, a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. Everyone.
That's why I wish they would change that word sin to karma. If you just did that, that would actually, like, I feel like people would actually start, like, recognizing what faults they're doing. Like, oh, I sinned. All I have to do is pray to God. I know this is starting to get religious, but...
Here we go. Let's go.
It's just like, I sinned. I pray to God for forgiveness. I'm forgiven. And then you don't look back on it. Like, you don't regret it. Like, maybe I shouldn't do that. You know? If you're like, oh, I have karma. Now I have to clear my karma. So I have to go do a good deed or something. You know? Instead of praying to God, you know? I mean, pray to God, yes, but like, also think of it as karma, maybe.
I can see that, definitely. It would attach more, it definitely attaches more feeling to it, more personal feeling.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I thought of that the other day. I was like, why don't we just call it that instead of sin? Sin implies that we're all, I mean, we are all sinners in a sense of like we all, you know, do things across, that aren't
everyone anytime across the world right now is you know, whatever.
For people that don't even believe in God, that's a sin, you know.
But if you replaced it with like the word karma, like if you're in a conversation and your buddy's like, man, I hate that guy, I wish he should die, and then you would be like, dude,
you're just bringing some bad karma onto yourself.
And just say, you know, that's bad karma.
Or like, you made a mistake, you got some bad karma to make up for.
But, man, some bad
karma. Maybe that's what, like, these religious, like, repenting, that is kind of like repentance, in a sense. Because, like, repentance is not just praying to God, but also doing the work, putting back into the community, or helping people out, you know. And there are a lot of churches like that, and those are the ones I like. I like those churches, the ones that actually do good and help out.
Would it always be something physical for you to clear your karma? Or like, what if after that person said, I hate that guy, and you said, that's bad karma, he went home and then didn't necessarily pray, but, you know, he went home, sat down, and then just thought about it, and then he just came to the realization, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Would that be enough to clear said karma?
Maybe, because you didn't act on it. You know, like, is there such thing as, like, mental karma? Like, you just think of something and then something bad happens to you, or, like, maybe it doesn't happen to you right away, or because you thought of it. I don't know. I feel like maybe just acting on it is what causes bad karma. Like,
so yeah, I mean, it's definitely okay for the thought to, a fleeting thought, you know? You can't help that.
Yeah, no. Because we all have thoughts, like, that are just weird and, like, different.
But, yeah, so the aspect of if you can clear it from here and not letting it physically go out to the world.
Right.
But is the thought still, you know, I'm sure it still makes a ripple.
I know. It's just negativity you're putting on to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know?
Like, I do it all the time to myself. I talk, you know, I haven't lately, but I used to, like, just be like, call myself a dumbass, or like, or like when I'm like trying to clean up and like I drop something and it breaks and I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot. Why am I an idiot? Shit happens, you know? That's what, like, Buddhism and stuff, they try to teach you that, like, things happen and you just go along with it. If that thing breaks, oh well. It was supposed to break. It's not a big deal. Shit happens.
Yeah. And, like, it's so hard to do that.
It is. It's hard. It's like, especially when I'm working too, and like this wire's in my way, or like something's in my arm space and it's like bugging me because I'm trying to do something, and like I get so annoyed by that shit. I shouldn't. I need to, like, slow down and just calm myself down.
That's funny.
You know?
Dang.
That's why I like smoking weed, though, because weed does do that. Like, I don't know if it's just weed itself, but maybe it's just the taking a break and, like, going to do something else for 5 minutes and then coming back to the task that's causing you trouble, you know? And it doesn't have to be done right away, but in the workforce, you have a deadline, you know? So I feel that's what causes a lot of my stress, is feeling the deadline coming, and it's like, I gotta get this done.
The freaking, the everyday rat race at work.
Yeah, exactly.
The deadline, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, like, it's not even, like, a big of a deal. It's just, I think I play it out in my head more like it's a big deal. You know, like, oh, this customer is going to be mad at me. And if they are mad at you, big deal. You know, like, you're going to have customers that are mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
Work is crazy, though, like. I've worked at multiple jobs, and, like, I've worked at non-retail, and realistically, like, since I've lived here, these are the only few retail jobs that I've had.
Really? Know? Yeah.
Subway was, like, my first one with a register and dealing with customers. Subway, and I did that for, like, a couple weeks.
Then what happened?
Not by choice, but, yeah.
Oh, damn.
I mean, it was the only job that, the first job that I had gotten on work release. And then some bullshit happened. They're trying to, like, blame me for something that never happened, because obviously they did an investigation and they found that I was not guilty. Some stupid ass shit. That's another thing, though. Like, when you're in prison, you're on work release, your hands are literally in your boss, or your life is literally in your boss's hands. She could say, they could say, I shouldn't say just she, but they could say anything about you.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're not doing a good job, so they could be like, oh, he's messing up, you know, or he looked at me funny, or he said something,
yeah,
offensive.
Yeah,
you're done. It's their word over yours too.
I know, they wouldn't even try to question you.
Nope. Well, they asked me what happened, and they're like, and I told them exactly, I was like, I have no clue. This girl accused me of grabbing her ass, and there's cameras everywhere. So I'm like, where's the fucking camera footage? I want to see this shit, because I know I didn't do this. And they're like, we don't believe you. I was like, you need to pull up the cameras then, because they're everywhere and there should be footage of me supposedly doing this. And we know what they said? Oh, the boss said the cameras were turned off that day.
Wow.
How convenient.
Wow.
How convenient.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Why were they turned off just that day? In the little period, time period that I was accused of doing this. And not only that, it was during our meeting where everybody was there. We were all sitting down.
Fucking hell.
So anyways, they did an investigation. They found all this stuff out. They obviously found out that I was telling the truth, and they dropped the charges or whatever and put me back in the work release unit. So I got a job at a restaurant. But anyways.
Corruption just, everywhere, huh?
It is, you know. It's like, it's just like the judicial system, you know. It's all about hearsay. And what's fucked up is it's supposed to be beyond a reasonable doubt, not hearsay. And speedy trials are a joke. You know what a speedy trial is? You going in and pleading guilty without even knowing all the facts just because you got in trouble or the cops stopped you and you had something on you, you know, like. Most people could fight their cases, but they don't.
Because
they don't want to drag it out.
They just hear the speedy part?
Exactly. And that is true. But once you plead guilty, you're done. You can't be charged for that charge anymore unless you do it again. But like that same exact charge, once you plead guilty to it and they fine you or they put you in jail or whatever they do. But if you plead not guilty, they force you to get an attorney. A court-appointed attorney if you cannot afford one.
Oh, yeah.
But you still have to pay this court-appointed attorney back. I've always had to. At least in the state of South Dakota, you have to.
Damn, that's rough.
Yeah. And they tell you that. They're like, if you can't afford an attorney, we'll appoint you one. It says, this is not a free attorney. It's like, whatever happened to that whole free attorney shit, you know, court-appointed attorney where you have to get a public defender. That's what it is, but you still have to pay the shit back. Like, say they don't give you a fine or anything. You're still paying that attorney back. They don't sentence you that either. That's extra. If they sentence you restitution or some kind of fine, that's on top of the attorney fees and the court costs.
Damn, dude. Yeah.
And then if you drag it out like I did for months, I had to pay $10,000 in attorney fees. I didn't have any fines or nothing. I had to pay $10,000 in attorney fees. And he didn't do anything for me other than talk to the judge and deal with all that stuff.
Bloody
I could have just pled
hell.
Guilty right away and just had it done and over with and then got charged with all my charges. Or just pled not guilty and then pled guilty the next time and not have drug it out.
Right.
And who knows what they would have given me though, you know? And they don't tell you what you're gonna get. It could be this. This is the law, this is how much the sentence is, this is the minimum, this is the maximum. And most likely if it's your first charge, they'll give you the minimum. Which is fine, I get that. But if it's your second or third charge, they'll give you the maximum. And you have to sit at least like more than 50% of that.
Wow.
The first charge I had to sit was 25% of the whole. You know, I was guilty. I sold fucking drugs. I deserve to go to prison for it. I'm not saying I didn't, but at the same time, some of these like people that are innocent, you know, and they plead not guilty because they know they're innocent or not guilty, and then they drag it out for months.
Or for years.
Forever. Like, and then finally by then they're just like, they get so sick of it, they just plead guilty to something they didn't do. How's that justice? And then people that have money could pay to get off on these charges, you know?
Yeah, if you have enough money.
You can pay a really good attorney and they'll either drop the charges completely or they'll find some kind of loophole or they'll get you a less sentence. I was in there with a guy, he got manslaughter because his girlfriend OD'd off the drugs that he brought. And he was like, I feel, you know, I deserve this shit. But he didn't want to sit 10 years, which is the maximum sentence. They gave him a year because he paid an attorney like $150,000.
Bloody hell.
He said he spent all his life savings on it, though. But they only gave him a year.
Dang. I mean, how do you feel about that?
And somebody died because of that. And granted, I was selling drugs, but I wasn't selling that much drugs. I mean, either way, I'm not trying to justify it. I was wrong for what I did, you know. But the fact that I got more time than somebody who killed somebody, It's kind of fucked up. Not saying he was fucked up for what he got. I mean, he paid that attorney. I would have paid the attorney too. You know, anybody would have done that to get less time. But like,
I suppose. And he didn't. Did he know it was just 10? Or was he? I mean, he could have been thinking.
It was probably 15 to 20.
Yeah, he could have been thinking like, man, this is gonna be the rest of my fucking life.
Yep.
Or I'm gonna come out an old fucking man.
Well, and realistically, manslaughter isn't. It's not like murder. It's just you contributed to somebody's death type of thing through like third party means or what. I don't know exactly how.
Okay, but okay.
Something like that where you kind of like were involved in this death, but you didn't cause it directly by like forcing them or like hurting them physically or, you know, directly. But it still carries a fucking fine sentence, you know.
Yeah, that's
the fact that he got off on it because he paid an attorney is crazy, you know. It's not his fault. I'm just saying that's how fucked up the system is.
Man,
the fact that you could buy your way out of someone dying, like, I'm sure that parent or that girl's family was probably like pissed that he got a year, you know.
Yeah, imagine being on the opposite. They're like,
this isn't justice. What kind of fucking justice is this?
Yeah, imagine hearing
this guy killed our daughter indirectly, but he still provided her with these drugs. You know?
Wow.
Like, yeah, I guess I could be as guilty as he is, though. Like, somebody could have just as easily died off the drugs that I sold. You know, but.
Damn, yeah, I guess that's true, but fuck.
So realistically, if you think about it, but it's still not justice. Crazy. Like, if I could have just bought my way out of that scenario too, if I had the money.
It's also true, right? Yeah. If you had the money.
Yeah. That's not justice, though. Like, real justice is everybody getting in trouble, no matter what, how much money you have. These rich motherfuckers that get off on charges that are way worse than anything I've ever done. Like that Governor Janklo in fucking South Dakota. He was drunk driving. He ran a stop sign, killed a fucking biker dude that was really respected in his like community. And
so okay.
They gave him 30 days in jail.
Oh my blood.
And like a fine. That was it.
No way, really.
I got 30 days in jail for a little bit of weed the first time I ever sat in jail. And it was a small amount of weed. It wasn't even a whole fucking, you couldn't even take one hit off of it.
Oh my God.
That's how much, yeah. And I got like $2,000 in fines. I'm sure he got like $5,000 in fines. Probably like maybe a little more, but. Yeah, he didn't have to sit. He probably got to sit in a cushy ass fucking jail cell too, but he didn't have to go to like hardcore prison or anything like that.
30 days, just less than, I mean, just nothing.
Yeah, for killing somebody, and just because he's a government official, he gets off on the charges. What kind of justice is that?
Yeah, American back justice.
Back with that shit. Don't you know that weed? It's not bad for you.
If it comes from Mother Earth, then it's meant for you.